produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Prophetic is a broadcast of Cedric and Miranda Taylor Ministries, pastors of Koinonia Christian Center Church in Cordova, Tennessee of the USA.
And so, amen, it is a clean heart. Remember, he said, man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. So obviously, David, amen, has a clean heart. It's a clean heart, not a perfect life, that qualifies you for extreme favor. So, amen, you might not be perfect in your execution of things. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. But God is looking at your heart. He's looking at the condition of your heart, and he's making determinations based on the condition of your heart. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. He's not looking for a perfect life, amen, but a clean, come on somebody, heart. As we know, David made a lot of mistakes. He made some errors. He did some things that were not so good. He did some things, amen, that in today's time, if he had done it, come on somebody, he would have gone to prison for a long time. Are you with me tonight? And so God is talking to him. So let's look at how God talks to a clean heart. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 23. Let's look here. Then they told David, saying, behold, the Philistines fight against Keilah. Amen. The Philistines fight against Keilah. Hallelujah. And they rob the threshing floors. Come on. Therefore, David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go and smite? Now, remember, now this is the anointed David. Shall I go and smite these Philistines? And the Lord said unto David, go and smite the Philistines and save Keilah. And David's men said unto him, behold, we be afraid here in Judah. How much more than if we come to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines? Then David inquired of the Lord yet again. They said, David, man, we support you, but we're a little scared. Well, David said, my crew, I'm looking at y'all. If my crew is afraid, I might need to go talk to God again. Is anybody out there afraid? I got anybody out there. Anybody, are you afraid? Let me hear you. Amen. Anybody afraid? Amen. Because, amen, don't make me go to God again. And David went and inquired of the Lord and yet again. And the Lord answered him and said, go on, man. I told you I was going to take care of it. Arise, go down to Keilah. For I will deliver the Philistines into thine hand. I'm going to put them in your hand. Come on, somebody. Look at your neighbor and say, it's in your hands. When you're a covenant person, when you're a covenant man, a covenant woman, God will put it in your hands. Come on. He'll put the decision and the future, amen, of a nation in what? Your hands. He'll put lives in your hands. He'll put where people are going in your hands. So David and his men went to Keilah and fought with the Philistines and brought away with their cattle and smote them with a what? Great slaughter. Now this is the anointing that did this now. That's why you can put your name in there, because the anointing did this. Yeah. And smote them with a great slaughter. So David saved the inhabitants of Keilah. Come on. And it came to pass when Abiathar, the son of Ahimelech, fled to David to Keilah, that he came down with his ephod in his hand. And it was told Saul that David was come to Keilah. And Saul said, God had delivered him into my hand. Now, this is what Saul said. God has worked it out for me. The problem is, though, God is saying nothing to Saul, but he's talking to David. You see the difference? Saul had a title. He had a position. He had a weaponry. He had soldiers. He had all that stuff. And he assumed that God was on his side because of the stuff he had. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. When your heart is right, God will talk to you. And when God talks to you, now you can go in confidence. Now you can go in confidence. And it was told Saul that David was coming to Keilah. And Saul said, God delivered him into my hand, for he is shut in by entering into a town that has gates and bars. Come on. And Saul called all the people together to war to go down to Keilah to besiege David and his men. And David knew that Saul secretly practiced mischief against him. And he said to Abiathar the priest, bring hither the ephod. Oh, David is somebody. He's a king. Come on. He's a prophet. And he's a priest. Now, everybody knows if you mess around with the ephod, and you mess around with the incense, and you mess around with the altar, and you're not a priest, there's some consequences and some repercussions. But David knew who he was. He said, oh, Lord. He grabbed the ephod. He said, oh, Lord, God of Israel, thy servant has certainly heard that Saul seeketh to come to Keilah to destroy the city for my sake. Come on. Will the men of Keilah deliver me up into his hand? Well, Saul, I like it. I like, see, y'all, I don't know if you're getting it. Amen. But I'm trying to show you how God talks to a man or a woman with a clean heart. So David is just, he's talking to God just as plain as you talk to each other. David gets to Ephi. He said, God, will the men down there deliver me into his hand? Will Saul come down as thy servant hath heard? O Lord God of Israel, I beseech thee, tell thy servant. And the Lord said, he will come down. Then said David, will the men of Keilah deliver me and my men into the hand of Saul? And the Lord said, they will deliver thee up. Then David and his men, which were about 600, arose and departed out of Keilah and went whithersoever they could go. And it was told Saul that David has escaped from Keilah, and he forbade to go forth. I love how God is talking to David. You can't lose when God is talking to you. God's either going to deliver you or he's going to tell you to go on vacation. Somebody ain't hearing me in here. He's going to go on vacation. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Watch this here. 1 Samuel chapter 30. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to be done in a minute. 1 Samuel chapter 30. Amen. And it came to pass when David, here's David again. It's David again. When it came to pass when David and his men would come to Ziklag, y'all know about Ziklag, on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire. Come on. And had taken the women captives. Took their women. Oh my. Don't mess with the women. That they were therein, they slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. Come on. So David and his men came to the city. And behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Come on. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. Hey, they're crying. These grown men crying. Y'all hear me tonight. And David's two wives were taken captive. Ahinoam, the Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. Come on. And David was greatly distressed, for those people spake of stoning him. Oh, my. He was distressed. Amen. He was troubled. For the people spake of stoning him because the soul of all the people was grieved. In other words, they had become bitter. That word grieved in the Hebrew means bitter. They had become bitter against David. Every man for his sons and for his daughters. Don't mess with folks' children. Don't mess with their babies. You can mess with folks, but don't mess with their babies. They may be making all the mistakes in the world, but they don't want you messing with their babies. Come on here. And he says, every man for his sons and for his daughters, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Can you encourage yourself? I'm asking questions tonight. Can you encourage yourself? Can you tell yourself everything's going to be all right? Does it have to be me? Does it have to be? Come on, somebody. Can you tell yourself everything's going to be all right? Can you encourage yourself? Come on, can you get in your closet and draw a conclusion based on the reality that God is speaking to you or has spoken to you and tell yourself everything is going to be all right? Circumstances don't decide your future. Yeah, they stole them. They stole my wives. They stole my children. Come on, they stole my stuff, but they can't keep them. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Now, I'm speaking for David. I only got one wife. Amen. I got one wife. One. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me that ephod. And he brought it to David. Come on. Y'all see it again here, don't you? David is like, David is an apostle. Amen. He's gifted to go in different rooms. And that's all I mean by that. He's gifted by God to go in different rooms. Are you hearing me? Because the way David was operating, he was out in the field, he needed it. Come on. David needed to be able to be a priest. He needed to, come on, to be able to be a prophet. He needed to be able to encourage himself in the Lord. David needed to be a prophet so he can prophesy to his situation. Y'all ain't hearing me tonight. Ain't nobody listening to me tonight. Amen. That he needed to be able to prophesy to himself. Are y'all hearing me? And he inquired of the Lord saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue. Ooh, I love the way God works with David. David didn't have to wait a week. He didn't have to wait a month. Come on, he didn't have to wait till sun up and sundown. He talked to God. God talked to him. If you can't hear anything else I'm saying tonight, here, you want that kind of relationship. Amen. You're a covenant person. Are you hearing me? And when you're anointed to do something, and you doing what you anointed to do, you talk to God, God will talk to you. He'll get the word to you. Are you hearing me? He says, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake him? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them. And without fail, somebody say this, recover all. Woo! Without fail, recover all. Verse 10. Hallelujah. Amen. Without fail. But David pursued, and he and 400 men. So it was 600 men. In the last event, it's 400 men this time. We're going to talk about those men before we can close, if I can. He says, amen, he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind. So there were 600, but 400 went to fight, 200 stayed behind. Come on. Which were so faint that they could not go over the brook Besor. Uh-huh. Go to verse 16. And when he had brought him down, behold, amen, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing because of all the great spoil that they had taken out of the land of the Philistines. So they have recovered all and out of the land of Judah. Come on. And David smote them, it says, from the twilight even unto the evening of the next day. Oh, that's an all day long tail whooping. It's bad. You know, it's one thing to lose a fight. It's another thing, come on, just get beat down for hours on end. And there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men, which rode upon camels and fled. They're getting out of there on camels, y'all. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his what? Two wives. That's funny that, amen, it pays special attention. It said he got the stuff back, but it made special attention he got those two wives back too. And there was nothing like David liked his wives. Come on, somebody. He liked his wives. And there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered. Oh, Israel lost battles, but they won wars. David lost battles, come on, but he won wars. Hallelujah. David lost a battle. Amen. This was a battle that he didn't even know he was fighting. When he got back to the camp, he realized he had lost the battle, but he won the war. Come on, somebody. He didn't even know he was fighting this battle. He was over there in chapter 27 fighting the Girgashites and the Gezrites and the Amalekites. He was fighting a battle in Philistia, and Ziklag was unprotected. You can't be everywhere at the same time. Come on, somebody. Even though, amen, it may look like he's getting away, come on, somebody, he may have won the battle, but the devil is going to lose the war. You need to shout that to somebody. The devil is going to lose, come on, somebody, the war. Hallelujah. And so God is doing something here. When we talk about a covenant man and a covenant woman, God is doing something. God is making something. So it bears the question, what is God making? Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 2. Hallelujah. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented gathered. Now watch this now. David, remember we talked about those 600 men and the 400 men that fought because 200 were tired? David, amen, these are men that came to David. Are you hearing me? I'm reading you the verse where it tells you what kind of condition they were in when David found them or they found David. So these 600 men came to David, right? And it says all of them had issues. Y'all listen to me tonight. Sometimes God sends you to this ministry with issues. He sends you, he says that some of them were in distress. He says, and he says that some of them were what, in debt. Their money was funny. Their stuff was messed up. Come on. They couldn't pay their bills. Come on, somebody. The debt collectors were after them. And some of them were discontent. Their marriage was in a mess. Come on, somebody. Hear me tonight. Amen. Something was going on. They were discontented with their jobs. They were discontented in their families. They were discontented with their situations. They were discontented with where they were living. They were discontented with what they were doing. Come on. It says they came to David in this situation. He said they were discontented. Amen. And they brought themselves unto him. And he became a captain over them. And there were with him about what? 400 men. Now, that's 1 Samuel 22:2. They came in a mess, but look at what God did. We're going to try to finish this up. Look, go to 2 Samuel, all of a sudden, 2 Samuel 23. Amen. And Saul called all the people together to go down to Keilah. Amen. That's 2 Samuel. I'm sorry. 2 Samuel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These be the names of the mighty men who David had. Now, you remember I just told you that everyone that came, all of them were in a mess. They were depressed. I mean, their lives were a mess. And I believe that God will send people to this ministry. You may have some mess in your life when you get here. But because of the covenant anointing, oh my. Look at these men now. These be the names of the mighty men whom David had. The Tachmonite that sat in the seat. I'm just going to give you three of them because the whole chapter deals with it. It says the Tachmonite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains, the same was Adino, the Esnite. He lift up his spear against, y'all ready for this? 800. Oh, y'all missed it. Oh, y'all missed it. I'm talking to somebody that came here and something was broken, but I'm saying that God is working things out from season to season in your life. 1 Samuel is where you started. 2 Samuel is where you're going in. Are you hearing me? I mean, literal supernatural abilities flowing and functioning and bringing the blessing of God into manifestation in your life. It says, he lift up his spear against 800. Not 800 over a period of years. Whom he slew at one time. So one man beat down 800 men. Oh my. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Aholite, one of the three mighty men with David when they defied the Philistines that were there gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away. Come on. He arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary. He beat folks. He said, man, my hand tied. My hand is it. Are y'all hearing me? Till his hand was, are you hearing me? Tired of beating y'all down. Oh, this is powerful, y'all. This is how the anointing works in your life. When you are a man or a woman after God's heart, this is where you're going. This is, come on, somebody. And we got so many now in our congregation doing all this early retirement. They retired in their 40s and the mid 40s and the 50s. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You know why God has done that in your life? Because a part of your time needs to be dedicated more to your family. Are you hearing? A part of your time needs to be dedicated more to having fun, to seeing the beauty and the wonder of his creation. And a part of your time is for you to find a place just like David's men did in this ministry said, Lord, I'm going to commit myself to that, because there's about 800 things that need to be beat down, and it needs one person to beat it down, and I'm that. Are y'all hearing me? And I'm that person. Are you hearing me? Because God will anoint you for that. Are you hearing me? It's time now. See, y'all are coming into the, God's giving you your time. He's giving you your time. It's time now. He's going to give you time to have fun. He's going to give you time to have family, but he's also giving you time, come on somebody, amen, in order to be able to do mighty great things, come on, in the midst of this ministry, because we got some wars to win. And he arose. Yeah. You want to, come on, you want to leave your job early? Come on, God let you do it. Come on. If you want to be a mighty man, and I'm saying man, I'm not talking about gender. If you want to be a mighty man of valor, he arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary. And his hand clave unto the sword. And the Lord wrought a very great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. Come on. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together in a troop where was a piece of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. Come on. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines. And the Lord wrought a great victory. Are y'all hearing me? Hallelujah. Come on. And 3 of the 30 chief went down and came to David in the harvest time unto the cave of Adullam. And the troop of the Philistines pitched. Y'all, this really happened. The troop, amen, of the Philistines pitched in the valley of Rephaim. Come on. And David was then in a hold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David longed and said, oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. Come on. And the 3 mighty men break through the host of the Philistines. 3 men said, 3 men broke through an army because God is on them. Now you got to say, well, these men were bred for this. And these men were, you know, these men were, you know, they all their lives, and, you know, they went to schools for this and so on and so forth. Y'all, these men were broke, busted, disgusted. Their marriages were in a mess. Their health was in a mess. They were in a mess. The anointing made them great. It don't matter where you came from. What matters is where you're going. What matters is the reality, amen, that there's an anointing on you and you stepped into a covenant. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Well, God's going to use you to help us do great things. I wish somebody could hear me tonight. And the 3 mighty men break through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem. They broke through and got to get water. Now, you know you're bad when you said, me, you, and Jim, let's take on the whole army for a bottle of water. Get 3 bottles of water and go on back. We'll beat down a whole army to get 3 bottles of water. Are y'all hearing me? Woo! They break through the host and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but poured it out unto the Lord. And he said, be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of the men that went in jeopardy of their lives? Therefore, he would not drink it. These things did these 3 mighty men. Now, I'm not so sure I know how I would have felt about that. I don't want to beat down a whole arm and got you a glass of water and you're going to throw it on the ground. I know that. I don't even talk about him and God. I'm talking about those 3 men. And they honored him. Stop preaching my message. But they honored him. And because they had that level of honor, God gave them that kind of power. Are y'all hearing me? And these things did these 30 men. So that's Adino, Eleazar, and Shammah. Now, I'm going to stop right there. There were 37 in all. There were 30. If I were to keep reading, it gives the account of what 37 men did. And these 600 men walked in that kind of power. So what am I saying? Hallelujah. God has been doing some house cleaning in our lives. God is going to talk to clean hearts. Hallelujah. And God's going to walk with you while he's doing it. He's going to talk, and I'm closing. He's going to talk with you side by side. You ask a question, or you get an answer. And none of your calls will be long distance. There's no waiting. Like, you know, I asked God last night, amen, pray with me that he'll answer. Are you hearing me tonight? Amen. I decree and declare to you that the Lord is saying, amen, that these three scriptures will define your next 5 months. And as you walk in this, because I believe that it's time for us to call forth the mighty men and women of valor in this house. And as you walk forward, and as you commit to three things, being 100 with your family, being 100, amen, with the resource that God has given you in order to be able to enjoy yourself, and being one, find, amen, a station in this house and say, pastor, apostle, leader, visionary, you can count on me. Hallelujah. And we're going to do amazing things because the Lord is going to talk with me side by side so that he ensures the victory for my life and for what he's doing in his ministry. Can y'all say amen to this?
Amen.
Amen. Come on, stand to your feet. I've held you long enough.
We are moving in the prophetic. We are moving in the prophetic. In the prophetic.
Moving in the Prophetic is a broadcast of Cedric and Miranda Taylor Ministries, pastors of Koinonia Christian Center Church in Cordova, Tennessee of the USA.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.